Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to take us to Matthew's Gospel in chapter 16 and talk about if you intend to follow Jesus. Now, this statement and title today, if you intend to follow Jesus, comes with not an assumption, but an assignment. Now, there's a difference. Sometimes we read the scriptures and we assume what we want it to be and what we want to assume it to be for our lives. Today, this comes with an assignment from Jesus himself. It says in the Message in Matthew 16, beginning in verse 21, "Then Jesus made it clear to his disciples that it was now necessary for him to go to Jerusalem, submit to an ordeal of suffering at the hands of religious leaders, be killed, and then on the third day be raised up alive. Peter took him in hand, protesting, 'Impossible, Master, that could never be.' But Jesus didn't swerve. 'Peter, get out of my way. Satan, get lost. You have no idea how God works.' Then Jesus went to work on his disciples. 'Anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead.' That's the assignment. 'You're not in the driver's seat.' That's the understanding. Jesus said, 'I am.' That's the truth. 'Don't run from suffering,' he says. 'Embrace it. Follow me and I'll show you how. Self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way. It's my way to finding yourself, your true self. What kind of deal is it to get everything you want but lose yourself? What could you ever trade your soul for?" Friend, listen, if you want to follow Jesus and feel and enjoy the beauty of obedience in being God's child and Jesus as his only way for you to live successfully, we will have to understand, like Peter, we also want to tell Jesus where to go, don't we? Jesus, do it this way. Jesus, do it my way. Jesus, if I were you, I'd do it this way. But Jesus doesn't need our advice, friend. He needs our faithful obedience. Discipleship is not a class. Discipleship is not a book. Discipleship means learning how to listen to Jesus, not getting him to try and listen to us. Friend, do you have any supreme conditions that you've put on your growth, on your discipleship? Jesus calls us by his mercies that we hear his call. Friend, give your heart to his obedience and serve and love him best of all. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.